have returned to give you the juice, man. It's Fans of Patrol time. I'm the host of the Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my sensitive co-host. What's going on with you, Tiff?
Well, it's Saturday. A little behind the scenes. It's Saturday.
Yeah.
And I have some shit. You guys, it's been a rough last 12 hours for me.
What are you talking about, man? Get out of here.
A little hangover. And I have to go Christmas shopping. Ooh. So pray for me.
Wait a minute. So you hungover and you got a podcast.
No, oh, here's the thing.
You got to leave your house and go shopping.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And I don't even know what I'm going to get anybody. I kind of thought we weren't doing gifts, and then all of a sudden we were doing gifts. That's the worst, because you just get to buy whatever, and you know they won't like it. What's the point?
Wow, you're doing gifts, so I'm not doing gifts. Before I go further, Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E spells smooth, and I do not have the runs like Tiffany.
Well,
not yet.
Thank God for that. Y'all going way behind the damn scenes.
Well, yeah. I'm going to tell you all about shitting my pants.
No.
Well, I got a Christmas shop, too.
Wow. Yeah. So, wait a minute. So, are you guys buying for people outside of your house or just in your house?
In the house.
Outside of my house.
Spoiler alert to my family. If you don't live at my address, you ain't getting shit. So. Shit. Oh, boy. You know, I'm so sick of buying, like, what do you call those things? Gift cards and stuff that people never use and stuff, you know.
Here's the thing. Oh, never mind. You guys, it's not good. It's not going to be a good day.
So, man, we have a hell of a show like we always do on this show, man. We got a big one. I'm so excited today. But, you know, what are we talking about? So, we're talking a little video gamey, man. We don't get a chance to talk video games, even though we love them. So, we're talking a little video game news on the world of cyberpunk. Tom Cruise is making a splash, and I just really was interested to know how my posse felt about, you know, some of the things that was going on with him. And, you know, Sony Spider-Man got some news because they've been, you know, doing a whole bunch of casting and things like that, and we haven't talked about it. You know, we just kind of, I don't even know if we grazed about it. But, you know, it's a conversation about, you know, Spider-Man and his, you know, future into that with Sony and Marvel. We're going to talk about that. We have a game, man. Because today our theme is time travel. So we have a time travel quiz, man. I can't wait to test you guys' skills.
Well, well, well.
And the big daddy for the day. I almost feel like it needs some announcement music, man. Tenet. We finally getting around to doing Tenet. I've been wanting to see it, but I was too scared to go to the movies. And then I went to the movies and I didn't even see it. And goddamn it, we're doing Tenet today. So Christopher Nolan's Big Daddy for what? He makes a movie about every 4 years or something like that, right? Every 2 years, every 4 years. Well, about every three or 4 years he makes a movie. So we're doing Tenet today, man. So I'm super excited about that, man. So, saying all that, man, are you guys ready to get it on?
Woo! Oh my God.
You know nothing, sounds woo.
No, I mean, she pretty
much said it all. Yeah, was a woo for both of us. All
right. So we are back in the house, man. It's time to get it on. But before we go, Tiff, could you do our social media?
Absolutely. For everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com. That's our website. And get us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Fans of Patrol. And then also please subscribe to our YouTube and listen to us on any platform that you choose.
And don't forget to hit that Patreon, man. We put up a new Patreon episode this week with Joey DiCarlo breaking to the Electric Boogaloo. And go check that out, man, because that's an adventure within itself, man.
And I will say that I do have a shout out.
Oh, shit. Okay. Shout away.
That I am obligated to do. This is from our friend.
Uh-huh.
At Gorilla Brain Podcast.
Okay. Right. Gorilla!
All I want to say is I love the movie Elf.
Oh, that's what he put it for, is his rating? He gave us a rating?
Yes.
Okay.
Five-star rating. I love the movie Elf. It's the best movie.
Okay.
It's good.
Hey, Thank you for the 5 stars there. That's beautiful. You can write anything you want because it don't matter.
Yeah, I'll say anything you want. I do not care.
Okay. All right. So let's get into a little cyberpunk, man. So I don't know, Tiff, do you remember talking about this game back in
300 years ago? Yeah,
I remember. Yeah, you remember that smooth? We was like all hyped up for cyberpunk. It looked dope. They had the cars and all that stuff. And
I believe so. Is this the one Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But it was no Keanu Reeves when they first introduced this game. And then they came back to E3 and all of a sudden they introduced Keanu Reeves and everybody was going crazy. And I was starting to lose some of my flavor for this game because it was in that never gonna get released period. You know, we talked about that. You can go check out those old E3 shows. So, you know, they've been postponing it, and then all of a sudden they had this date. They said, no matter what, it's coming out. It's coming out in December. And everybody got excited. I didn't. I took a pause this time because I got burnt by Anthem. And that shit ain't never happening again. You know, they put out a game that was absolutely terrible. It was totally unfinished. It was such a money grab. They spent all this money and getting you hyped for it, and when you got it, it was an unfinished piece of shit. And I don't even have it uploaded on my consoles no more. You know, get out of here, and I'll never buy another one from that studio. The game came out, y'all, and I was like jealous. I really was. I was like, God, I want to play that game, but don't do it because stuff be happening, and you know, you just never know. So there started being reports that, you know, if you had like an older console, you know, because they released these newer ones. And so I have a new one and an old one. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that it was crashing and buggy on if you have an older console. So we don't recommend you buy it on an older console. So it's so bad, y'all. You know, there was rumor that they were going to, you know, give you your money back and stuff. And then it was like a statement but that was said it was from Cyberpunk. You know, the creators of Cyberpunk said that they was going to, you know, refund money if your game wasn't working, if you bought it, you know, digitally. And that wasn't true. So Sony stepped up just this week and said, hey, Cyberpunk sucks. If you want your money back, you know, just let us know. And they're going to give you a full refund. And they removed the game out of their digital store, y'all. So that's some huge shit, if you ask me. And bravo for, you know, somebody doing something right and not just let all these people just lose all their damn money. Now, Xbox ain't did shit, but Sony has. So you got any thoughts on this, Tiff?
Yeah, so this is complicated, I think, because this is a – and I don't mean to be, like, whatever, but the scope of this endeavor was very large.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes studios especially are forced to over, like, get stuff done in a timely manner and have to hurry. But sometimes when you have a grand scope of something, like what potentially could be a game-changing franchise, you need more time.
Oh, yeah.
So they wanted to push this game back again, but they weren't really allowed to. And they got some death threats and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, wait. Come on, gamers. Yeah. Come on, yeah. Y'all. Y'all turning into Star Wars people. What are y'all doing? y'all threatening people with death?
Well, yeah, if you spent your money, yeah, I'd be mad too. But I don't think I.
No, it was before. It was before they released it. They were like, if you delay this again, I'll kill you.
So you'll never get your game, oaf. But go ahead.
Right. So it's just complicated. I did hear that some of the bugs, for some reason they gave characters fucking dicks.
Yeah, they had naked riding on something on someone in cars and stuff.
What's wrong with that? And so like the dicks would just be out.
Oh wow. Oh, somebody was pranking them. Oh wow.
Somebody rendered penises on every male player.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Which seems like a waste of time.
I'm going to do
because
this,
because the only time you would
we're going to put dicks on everyone. I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm interrupting.
That penis is if it were an accident.
Right.
Oh, and then they flopping all around and stuff.
Right. Like if it, like kind of like in like a game when like you walk into a wall and you can kind of see inside the person.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And there's nothing inside the person. It's all empty, right? Mm. But if for some reason the game wanted to have a rendering of a brain
right.
inside of that person, they could, but it would be pointless because you're never going to see it unless you make a glitch, in which case I don't care to see it. That makes sense. Penises everywhere.
That's, see, and that's nutty, because you, here you are with this this property, and Smooth, for your information, CDPR is the creators of this game.
Okay.
So what do you, so shit, what, I get that, Tiff. I understand, you know, that the rush, but God damn it. Look, what are y'all, you're going to get sued, probably, so, if you don't do the game, but you put this out, and then now it's off their store. What do you think about this move?
Well, reputations are at stake here. I wonder how they're going to look at Keanu Reeves, if he's going to get any blame, or if he's going to get any...
Oh, he was just an actor. He
I know,
shit.
I was just saying, but, you know, people take it too far. It's his fault. But, no, it's, it's messed up all the way around, because, you know, like you say, they probably was like, look, it's not ready. No, it's ready. You're going to put it out. And he was forced to put out a project that was, you know, not ready to go. And... I just feel bad for the creators, because they get the blunt of the blow, you know, instead of the main people who put it, you know, the main people that put it out. And you know, like I said, you got the little people, was probably, like you said, was probably telling them, like, it's not ready, it has this, it has that. And then you had some asshole that wanted to put wieners all through the thing, you know. So
that was probably just a hacker though, I think. Right
No, the people who designed the game put wieners on the people.
Yeah, it had to be an inside job to do that, you know.
They did it on purpose. There was no scheming.
CD Projekt Red,
so they probably did it
themselves.
Yes,
you know what, it was probably you know, like a revenge thing, like, since you want to, you know, we already know the game is gonna flop, so here we're gonna even make it worse. How about that?
Wow.
I think what it is was that, potentially, to be like not sexist, because the women have big yabos.
Oh shit.
I'm trying to tell you what I have heard. That they were like, well, we'll also give the men penises, but if you're never gonna, I'm upset.
Wow.
You've upset me with this story. Thank you.
Wow. Look, I just thought it was interesting. First of all, I still say, you know, the hell with all of y'all. Y'all should give these people their money back. And Xbox, you should be right there,
well,
too.
That's a good thing, though. You know.
You damn right, dude. That's, I'm telling you, deal. I have been burnt by this. I have bought games that I was so excited for. And when you get a game and it's just not finished and there's problems and it's crashing, and it's, dude, it's $60. And then it's even more than that, right? Because they for a lot of these things, the special edition, the gold edition, it's $100. It's, you know, $200. You know, so this... I'll probably never buy this game, no matter what they do now. You know, they'll probably fix it eventually. They never fix Anthem. But
yeah.
I'm so glad that I didn't get, you know, juked by this god dang own thing, you know. And stop death threatening people. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Death threats, you know.
Well, I mean, everybody has high, you know, everybody's tension and you know, everybody's high, right?
If you don't bring up that game, I'm gonna kill you.
Everybody's
angry. You won't get your game then. What you doing?
Everybody's angry.
I don't know.
Right,
it's weird.
Now.
It's a weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So, so that's one we won't be playing. I've been playing Halo and I've been enjoying it. Thank you very much. Going back,
you're welcome.
Playing old
you're welcome
school,
very much.
Old school Halo.
So let's talk.
I created Halo. You're welcome.
Thank you, Tiff. Thank you for giving me hours of fun back in the day and even now. So, did you guys get a chance to listen to your boy go off on?
Yeah,
I listened to it
for 3 minutes. Yeah,
yeah,
a lot.
Well, it's more to this story now.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, the whole entertainment industry was buzzing. If you haven't heard, Tom Cruise was taped, and I don't know who taped him, but he was taped, and it was leaked that he was going the fuck off on these people. I mean, in straight. You can't handle the truth to voice tones, man. I mean, so what happened was, you had some workers who worked on a movie that were breaking the protocols for COVID-19. I guess a couple people didn't have a mask on. It was all huddled around one computer, and it was some other things.
No, they were wearing masks.
Oh, they were wearing masks?
They weren't standing,
He just didn't like that they weren't standing 6 feet apart.
So, right. Yeah, so, you know. They got shut down, I believe, one time, and then they were been back, and he kept saying that they were the gold standard. So I guess a lot of, you know, the industry have been looking to this Mission Impossible crew as like, look, this is how it's done. You know, they're getting the movie done, and they're not breaking the protocols. We got people watching, you know, and so they're doing good. Well, after these people broke these protocols, he goes off in fashion. Dude, it was just like...
You can't handle the truth.
He sounded just like a few good men.
It went on for so much longer than it probably needed to. And it has a weird cadence where, like, he would stop talking for a few minutes and then start talking again.
I think he even told him he loved him at one point, you know.
But he also said, don't say you're sorry. This is beyond sorries. And I was like, could you imagine a workplace? And I understand that this is a very specific and strange situation, but a workplace where you might have made a mistake and your boss yelling at you and you saying, listen, I'm sorry, and them saying that you can't say you're sorry. And I get it. I don't know. It was very weird. He is maybe saying a lot. It is important for the movie industry, but I think a lot of what he's saying is like, I mean, Tom Cruise, if you're really concerned that a lot of people have lost their jobs, can't feed their families, are losing their homes, maybe you should start a charity or give them some of your money because you have a lot of it.
Yeah, but that wasn't the point, Tiff. The point was that they was working in that industry, and, you know, that shutting that stuff down, like, I get it when he was saying, you know, people, we shut down, people gonna lose their houses, people do this, you know, it's problems and stuff, you know, it's associated, it's such a chain reaction is the perfect word, and that's, I kind of got that, but it was a little weird smooth. I mean, you know, the ups and downs and stuff, and it did go on forever, but I kind of agree with him, man. You know, I mean, what about you?
To a point, I mean, yeah, I do agree, and just I think he had maybe a bad bagel and just went off or something like that from the food truck or something. He had some relevance to it, but at the same time, I'm kind of looking at the movie, it's like, well, how much 6 feet apart, because they showed a clip where him and the old girl is holding hands, and it's like, you know, it's kind of, it's odd to me, because you're getting mad at these people, you know, huddling around.
You had some people who have to have contact, like the stars of the show, because you have to act like there's no pandemic, but see, that's the everybody thing. Else.
That's my point. It's kind of hypocritical at some point. I mean, in certain areas. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. I feel what he's saying. Like you said, everybody's livelihood is at stake here. We need to follow these rules. However, you're not my dad. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, who the fuck? I mean, I understand you are the star, and so you can scream and holler because, you know, this is your movie. I understand that. But at the same time, I want to smack the shit out of him, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the back room, like, look, man, don't you ever talk to me like that again. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand where you're coming from. Like I said, you're making a movie. I understand certain people are making protocol, but at the same time, you got people that are not 6 feet because you're making this movie. You can't, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
you
have the stars.
I agree.
I think, you know, they operate in a bubble, the stars.
Yeah, probably.
I see what he's saying. Like, what about a grip and a boom mic operator and stuff like that? They're going to have to stand within a certain distance of another person. Okay, it can't be 6 feet.
I get
feet.
That. I think the whole point is that if it was no need for you to be within 6 feet and you were doing it, you know, then that's the goddamn problem. But here's where it gets really weird. Apparently, that was only one rant. There's another one apparently that happened that people didn't take. So he went off again, and then like a few of those people quit. You know, they quit from the second beat verbal beatdown. So that
you keep berating me. Get out of here.
He might be paying you a pretty big check every.
You're probably right. Shit. I mean,
you know he isn't. That's the thing. Like, those poor people. Like the reason I don't like this rant is because in the same breath that he espouses the idea that people are suffering because they have no money.
Right,
He like encourages an industry in which 3% of the people that make it possible earn 99% of the money it generates.
Mm-hmm.
So like, fuck you, dude. You don't really care about the small. What you care about is your movie that you're making.
Right.
Because you want to be relevant. Because you want to make more money. Oh. Because you want to be the person that brings movies back to the theater. He's not some kind of saint. He's not like, oh, here he is, Saint COVID, making sure that everybody's safe. And that's why he's so angry. That is not the reason. Nothing a famous person does is genuinely nice. All famous people are garbage. The end.
I agree with you on that. But, you know, I still, you know, the man paid the bills. And I think he has a reputation of really paying nice, you know.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, okay.
You know, full disclosure, so you work for Tom Cruise, you're making some cash, you know. But I understand what you're saying, Tim.
Please tell me how much cash.
Probably enough cash to keep you smiling. Shit. Hey, it's enough cash. It's enough cash to have them people sitting there taking that shit and just being like, oh, okay, you the boss.
Okay. Everybody who has ever been yelled at their job doesn't have the luxury of quitting. No, even if true. They don't get paid that well.
That's true, but shit.
I'm mad. You've made me mad now. Look, what you've done, you've given me two stories that made me angry.
I'm sorry, Tiff. Maybe this next one will be a little better. Moving on here. So, you know, there's been a lot of news, man. You know, with this new third Spider-Man, you know, with the Marvel-Sony mix with Tom Holland. So, almost everybody, you know, we broke the story a long time ago that we didn't break the story. But Jamie Foxx was going to be in it. And they said it wasn't the same character. But then they, you know, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, William Dafoe, Thomas Hayden Church. All these folks was getting in. So then I started getting nervous because it was exactly like that in the CW crossover. Burt Ward, all these, you know, Tom Welling, all these people. And they were all in the crossover, all but like literally 4 or 5 seconds, you know, each one of them. And, you know, some of them had maybe a couple, you know, speaking lines and things like that. But it wasn't much. It wasn't enough to be hyped about. You know, once it happened, it was like, goddamn, you know. So they're putting all these people, and obviously they're going down the path of the Spider-Verse. So the first question is, you know, one, you know, is anybody excited about this? Because, you know, we love Spider-Man. We had two great movies. Mm-hmm. And I think all of us, you know, like both of the movies. The second thing is that you guys didn't have on here is that I found out that Sony and Marvel is close to a deal to cement another three movies, you know, with their partnership with Tom Holland for like him in his college years. And that's pretty exciting to me. It hasn't happened yet, but, you know, the negotiations are going pretty good. So those are the two questions. So one, Smoove, where are you sitting with this and where are you sitting with that?
Well, I do like Tom Holland's Spider-Man. It is one of the better Spider-Mans out of the three movies that we had. Not saying that the Andrew Garfield.
You mean the three Spider-Mans?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But with the Spider-Verse stuff. This is interesting. I am interested in how they're going to do it. This is jam-packed from what they're saying.
Lots of people
in this. And I remember you say you don't want to see Jamie Foxx as Electro. I believe that this will be a better Jamie Foxx. You got to remember, this dude has won an Oscar with Ray. You know what I'm saying? So he does have the chops.
You couldn't tell in Spider-Man, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, like you said, we're not going to go down that path again. But I believe that he will do a way better job. And you know, this the expectations of the Sinister Six and whatever else the Spider-Verse may have. You got Venom and Carnage supposed to be, you know, in the backdrop somewhere. So, and then but it is a lot to digest. I see your point where he's like, how long is this movie going to be for you to have all these stars in it? Is it going to be 3 hours? I'll put it like this: with the past success that they've had with, you know, Marvel and Spider-Man, I do believe it'll be a nice thing to have.
What about you, Tiff?
I know your fear of like there's just not enough screen time to have that many characters.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of think about the Venom scenario where we had a couple villains. And then the reveal at the end of a big villain for like the next movie, Carnage. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think that maybe that's the plan where like potentially this Thomas Hayden Church character, Doorstop or Sansack or whatever his name is.
Doorstop. Sandman, get out of here. Doorstop.
That he might just be a... introduced at the end or something like that to be like, oh, this is the next one.
Well,
however, I know that there has been issues in the past with other like Spider-Man movies, for instance, where they put too many villains in and then you're not getting any kind of storyline because you're jumping around from, you know what I mean? Like, you're just kind of skipping around, you know, and it's very confusing.
It's a way you can do that stuff, though, because, you know, I said that, but then when you look at most of these Marvel movies and the other Spider-Man, they did have two villains in it, and you're like, damn it, they did have two villains in it, you know, and it worked.
Which one? What was that? Coming Home, he had two villains?
Home. Yeah, but there's usually like a small villain or whatever. Yeah. What do you call that when they're
I normally like just a small villain. I call him a thug, and then you have the
right. I think that's what you call it. And then there's a main villain,
right?
Yeah,
the henchman. I mean, they also have an Alfred Molina, Kirsten Dunst. Mm-hmm. Kirsten Dunst, Emma Stone. You know, so a lot of characters. You know, and they did this for Star Wars, if you guys remember, the last one that came. What was it, last year? They had introduced all these people who were going to be in it, and literally they were just a voice all talking at the same time at Ray. You know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, y'all bastards.
Oh, yeah, they sure did.
You bastards, you know? So who knows? I just said. So you guys excited for that if that contract? Well, I say excited, but at least mildly interested in that, you know, the contract being close to completed to do the college years.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, me too. That's smooth.
You get your JJ, you get your Betty Brant, right. You get your, you know, your struggling college dude. So, man, I think that's it for the news. We came in and knocked that down, so we're going to take a break and we'll come right back. All right, man, we are back, and it's time for the fun time. It's time for the game, man. Never heard this show before, man. We do play games on this show. We try to always try to get something in. And this is just a basic trivia game. Now, we try to have them themed to what we're talking about. And since Tenet has related to time travel, we're doing a time travel quiz today in movies. So, man, flippy of the coin, bing, 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 bing. Tiff, you're going first.
All right,
Tip, first question, all multiple choice. And you know how this works. If you know the answer straight out, you'll get that and you get a bump of a point. So, a man starts a conversation on his father's old CB radio, changing the future in the process.
Wait, I don't want multiple choice.
Oh, okay. What's the movie?
That movie is called Frequency.
You are 100% correct. I'm surprised you knew that movie. I love that movie. Stars Jim Caviezel and what's his name? Play his daddy, Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid, yeah.
Nerd.
Yeah, that's a good movie, Smooth. You should see it.
Oh, I'm proud of myself. Yeah, 2 points.
You saw it? Okay. Smooth.
Yep.
For the jump in time in this movie, the character has to jump off of the Brooklyn Bridge. Would you like multiple choice? Straight out.
I know what this is.
I knew you would know, Tiff. That's why I didn't give it to you.
Never seen it, but I know what it is.
Give me multiple choice.
Okay. Is this 1201? Is this The Mothman Prophecies? Is this Crossing the Bridge? Is this Kate and Leopold?
Golly, how many... what was the second one? 1201?
The Mothman Prophecies?
The Mothman Prophecies? I'm going to go with that one.
That is incorrect. The answer was Kate and Leopold. Wolverine played the role, I think.
I have seen that movie.
I thought you did, Tiff. I thought you did.
When was that movie made?
Hugh Jackman was in it.
It's got like Hugh Jackman and then...
I don't remember the woman.
It's the woman from... She's really famous. She's in Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, Meg Ryan?
It's Meg Ryan, yes.
All right. Yeah, this is a super softball. Sorry, Smooth.
No, you're not.
The travelers in this film need a DeLorean driving at 88 miles per hour.
Back to the Future.
Oh, you got it. Damn.
Put my 2 points down. Put my 800 points down.
Smooth. It's a good one. A World War II anti-radar experiment causes a naval ship to disappear in Virginia, throwing two of the sailors into the future. What is the name of this movie?
Multiple choice, yeah.
My Science Project, McHale's Navy, The Invisible Man, The Philadelphia Experiment.
I'm going to go with The Philadelphia.
Oh, and you guessed correctly. That is the answer.
I think I've seen that. Yeah.
Nice.
Was that Bermuda Triangle ship? Do I get a softball? I should get a softball.
I'm looking for one. Yeah. Oh, shit. This would have been a softball. Is this your... A man dressed in a bunny suit saves a boy from being crushed.
Donnie Darko.
Oh, golly, man. What the fuck, man? You knew she knew that shit, man. I knew that shit, too, man. You know what? This is rigged. The election is rigged. Everything is rigged.
You're being a real Montego right now.
Smooth, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's your softball.
Yeah.
A man reads from an evil book and is sucked back into medieval times along with his old
Evil Dead. Army of Darkness.
Okay, I'll give it to you because at first I was
that's the whole title, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you. Army of Darkness.
It's the Army of Darkness.
Okay, Army of Darkness.
There you go, Smooth.
All right.
Look at that.
Thanks.
You're coming back.
Word.
Okay, here we go. This is a good one.
Okay.
Dr. Evil has stolen Austin Powers' mojo, and Austin must go back in time to retrieve it. Which Austin Powers movie is this?
I don't know any of their subtitles. I know there's... Do I got multiple choice?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, okay. Give me multiple choice.
Was it Austin Powers? It wasn't Austin Powers. Is it Austin Powers Goldmember? Austin Powers The Spy Who Shagged Me? Austin Powers International Man of Mystery?
The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Yeah, you got it.
Guessed. That's what I was going to say straight out, but I couldn't remember if that was the first one or not. But when you said International Man of Mystery, I was like, that's the first one.
Yes. Smooth. The crew of the Starship Enterprise go back in time to retrieve two whales.
Son of a bitch.
saving their future. Which Star Trek film is this?
I remember that whale stupid shit. I was like... What was that?
Straight out or multiple choice?
Oh, man. I should know this shit.
You should know this one.
But I hate Star Trek so much that it's embedded in my brain so far, and I don't have enough time to dig it out, so I'm going to have to get multiple choice.
The Final Frontier. The Wrath of Khan. The Undiscovered Country. The Voyage Home.
Wow. Damn. Final Frontier.
You are incorrect. It was The Voyage Home.
Voyage Home.
Yep.
Oh, well.
I go on anyway.
Congratulations. Tiff,
to be fair, I rarely win.
This is the best you've ever done in one of these games, Tiff. You beat ass.
Yeah, fuck the yang.
Sorry, Smooth.
Whatever.
And full disclosure, I did not know that was a softball, Donnie Darko, because
you don't listen to me and Smooth. Right. You talk about Donnie Darko all the time.
I never saw it, so I didn't know if that was a hard question.
I know,
or not.
But we.
I never knew it was a hard question. Leave me alone, goddammit.
Also, okay.
We done had
put
this.
That down. We're doing that for a midweek show.
Yeah. and that was one of the. A trivia question. We done did Donnie Darko trivia questions a few times.
I hardly pay attention.
Oh, goodness.
So there we go, man. So congratulations to Tiff, Smooth, Sour Grapes. Yep. And we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. It's time to get it on, man. It's time for the main topic, my favorite time of the show. So, man, what are we doing this week? We're doing Tenet. This was done in 2020. It's a PG-13 movie. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 2 hours and 30 minutes. So, you know, it's a journey.
Yeah.
Sci-fi. Action. Who's in this movie here? I'm sorry. We have John David Washington. We have Robert Pattinson. How about that? Elizabeth Debicki. Kenneth Branagh's in this movie, man. And we got a short little Michael Caine, because he's in every Christopher Nolan picture. And I'm surprised we didn't have what's our boy with the pretty eyes, Tiff, Peaky Blinders. What's his name?
Oh, Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy, because he's always in some way or another, you know, these Christopher Nolan flicks. So anyway, man, armed with only one word, Tenet, and fighting for the survival of the entire world, a protagonist journeys through the twilight world of international espionage and on a mission that will unfold in something beyond real time. So there we go. So, man, before we hit it hard, man, you know, it's time for one word. Ooh, one word.
I mean, well, constipation.
Okay. explain.
It was a lot of shit. And it was just a lot.
All right. So I was about to clown on you with your one word, but then, okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh my god, Tipplebot. Please. Turn the show off, we're done.
One word, Tiff, what you got?
I'm sorry. My word is convoluted.
Convoluted. Okay. That's negative. Okay.
Sure is.
My one word is beautiful.
Of course it is. Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Effing beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
Mm.
So let's get it started, man. Here we go. So, ma'am, you know, this thing starts full of action, man. You know, there's a concert going on, you know. There's a terror plot, you know. People walk in, and all of a sudden, they are hitting people, beating people. You hear gunshots, so I assume people was getting shot, man.
Well, yeah, the maestro got...
No, he got destroyed as soon as he came in. Sure. And I was like, why he tear up that girl's cello? What'd she do to you?
Yeah, right. I mean, some of the people who get it in this opening, I'm just like,
damn.
Why?
Right, yeah, why?
You know she working for a living. You know she working for a living, man. Right. Goodness. So they come in and they are scary, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the police show up. At first, I thought we was in Russia, but I guess it was Ukraine that they were at. And, you know, we get a shot of our hero, the protagonist, man. They come in and they're asleep, you know, like this is like, you know, old school stuff for them, man. We assume CIA. They come in and, you know, they set a trap for the people given a trap, you know, and they find the person they're looking for. And, you know, all of a sudden comes out real quick that he's like one of them. He's an agent. He doesn't want to leave. But they like, look, either you come in with us or I'm killing you. And I was like, damn, this movie ain't playing. So they do this big elaborate thing to get him out of here, man. You know, it's a stay and SWAT tactical thing. And I'm loving this shit, man. You know. They pull a dude out, and all of a sudden, something strange happens, man, because, like, they're shooting. And I love how the dude was playing dead. I don't think it'll work. You know, seats. And, you know, he was just, you know, stay there. I'm like, don't leave me here. I would have cried smooth. I'd have cried. Don't leave me.
Dude, it was bullets whistling right by his head and right in the back of the
stay here.
Yeah, right in the back of the seat where he's at. I'm like, shit, I'm going with you.
I know. Matter of fact, you stand in front of me right. with all that armor on.
Right.
And so, you know, they were planting bombs. And that was interesting. And then that one weird thing happens with that bullet that it kind of like goes backwards. And, it, you know, it's like, what the shit?
Right.
So what's the problem, Tiff? Let's what's the problem going on here?
The whole premise of this movie is fucking dumb. That there's shit that's moving backwards through time. And the way, when that fucking lady says, pick it up. And she's like, no, you have to drop it. Right. I almost punched a hole in the screen. I was like, I don't want to watch this movie anymore.
We ain't even got that damn far yet, Terry.
I'm sorry.
It's only the next scene, though.
Well, we still here.
Oh, I forgot. You got your notes, motherfucker.
So they get the guy out of the thing, and our star goes back. Right, he goes back to save the people because it was so many of these little pipe bombs all over the place.
Right,
they gather all the pipe bombs, they throw them out, they go running out. And kaflooey, beautiful explosion, just pure beauty. It just looks great. I love shit like this. And they save the people, man, you know, but
right.
they get captured, man.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And this scene in this train yard, holy shit. So,
oh, yeah, he's getting his teeth yanked out of his head.
Dude, they were yanking his teeth out.
You didn't see it, but, you know.
It was bad.
It's implied.
Yeah, it's implied.
And they had beat his ass. I'm just like, wow. And they shoot his buddy. You know, we think he's dead. I guess he's playing dead. And, you know, they're timing him how long he can last.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Tiff. When they reset the timer on him, I was like, oh, God.
He's like, oh, look. Yeah. Oh, we have another hour.
I know. Leave me alone. Oh, when the people were here, motherfucker. You know. So, anyway, you know, Buddy pulls out the pill. He runs down. He leans down to get it. He doesn't squeal. He wakes up, man. And there's LaFleur Delacour, Tiff. What is she doing in this movie?
Yes. Yeah.
Now she's explaining, you know, what's going on to a certain extent. And they explained, you know, the things, the devices being that was coming from the future that's actually able to travel in reverse time. I forgot what they call it. It's not negative time. It's something like that.
Some inverted entropy or some shit.
Inverted. So, Tiff, you're pissed, and so is Dwayne. Now.
Because it's dumb.
It is kind of fucking stupid.
I love this shit, man. I love this. Give me more. More of this. More of this. I'm loving
more of what? First of all, this movie is so fucking confusing to watch. It's not even confusing because I don't understand what's happening. I understand exactly what they're trying to tell me.
Right.
But also, they have this way of talking in this movie that's really annoying. Where, like, it's almost like every time anyone's talking, you're coming in halfway into the conversation because they're like, donuts,
right.
back alley bookstore, right. Definitely top-notch helmet. And you're like, what the fuck does this mean?
They were talking, they were doing the old...
And code,
but do you have a cigarette? I never smoke on the plane. And if he said, what are you talking about? He got to go. You can kill him because he ain't your contact.
I understand that part. But there was even other times when they would be like planning shit, which by the way, they never do in a covert way. They're always out in public and they're like, what's the plan? Moving at 11 o'clock. The eagle flies at dawn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they would just be talking to each other, and like, it always just felt like I walked in on them halfway through whatever they were talking
cool
about.
Cool shit. Catch up. Yeah. Catch up.
Well, I mean,
I don't need to catch up. As soon as this woman said, you have to drop them to pick them up, I said, oh my God. At the end of this movie, I'm going to have to watch all this shit over again.
Yep, that's exactly where I was. I'm like,
this is... try to tell me how it all, quote-unquote, works.
This is one of those movies where I think they intentionally did this on purpose, where you have to watch this again.
This movie is fucking condescending.
It's
fucking self-congratulatory.
Can we get to the next scene?
Go ahead.
They take our boy to a windmill. And he's in there, you know, waiting for his contact, you know. Mm. And they take him to, I forgot the city that they take him to, but he goes and meets Neil.
Right.
And, you know, they're that's his contact, you know. And then they're supposed to go to this arms dealer, because the whole point of this whole movie is that they have these weapons that's worse than nuclear. Time travel will be worse than nuclear weapons, you know. They can destroy the whole space fabric.
Right.
So this arms dealer is supposed to have a contact that knows something about to get them to the next person.
Right.
And so they go. I love the bungee scene, man. I didn't know how the hell they were doing this, but when they did it, I was like, that's some cool shit, you know, with the shooting a bungee cord up and then going up. I thought that shit was hardcore.
I guess. I
mean, everything.
No, don't get me wrong. They did. It was some cool stuff that they did. It was cool effects, and it was some, you know, cool things. However, I do have to agree with Tiff. It was like everything was in code, and you know, it's something. This movie, where, like I said, you intentionally have to. If you give a damn, you're gonna have to watch it again just to understand a lot of this.
Will
shit.
Be my pleasure to watch it again.
Yeah, two and a half hours.
That my problem is that, like, a movie shouldn't only make sense at the end.
Yeah, right.
I don't like that. I mean, I'm not stupid. I understand what's happening. I understand what you're trying to get me to understand. I'm not an idiot.
Right.
I just don't like that you're like, because anything can be manipulated in that way. And so are we impressed that a mystery writer can conceal who the murderer is until the end of the book? Well, no, because they control the very landscape of that idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm not impressed by your ability to explain your way into something that is
obvious,
stupidly impossible, and wouldn't matter even if you could do it. And even sometimes while watching this movie, some of the rules that they make about the stuff that happens don't make sense.
So then one of my favorite scenes, you know, he meets the hot ass arms dealer. You know, I thought she was hot as hell, you know. And it's a lady, and she directs him to the Michael Caine character. And I love the line when he says, that Brooks brother will not do. You know?
You know what? And he does change his style after that.
He let him know, you're not going to.
I haven't been in love with suits so much since The Kingsman.
There was that purple, a deep plum suit that he wears to the dinner party. And I was like, that's a nice suit.
The gentleman. Now they had some mean suits in that.
Yeah, they had some nice stuff. Yeah, I love a good suit, man.
Yeah.
So then, like, he goes and he meets the woman that's the artiste, you know.
Right. She can tell. She can tell fakes from real.
Mm-hmm. Right. Can I ask a question about this? And sure. It's going to sound mean, but it is not. I would honestly like somebody to explain to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I am not 100% sure what she did that was a problem.
Oh, no. You're not alone in that one, because I said I'm going to have to watch this again, because I think she forged. So I think she forged.
I thought she didn't forge it, but she was fooled by a forgery, and then her husband bought it.
Right.
But why would that make her in trouble?
Because she that would make her accomplice to the crime.
Right.
And he trusted, what crime?
And he trusted her
of selling fake art.
Fake art. Yeah.
So she could go to jail.
Right. And he definitely
she sold fake art to her own husband.
Well, that's why he pretty much was. You know, he felt like he betrayed her.
Well, it's still a transaction. Whether if I'm working at my job and my wife comes in and I give her free food, I'm stealing.
Right.
You know.
Okay. Well, so did he do that to cover it up for her?
No, I think he did it so he had leverage over her.
Yeah.
He knew.
She didn't. But she. It's not like she did it on purpose. That's a difference.
Well, prove it. Prove that you didn't do it on purpose.
That's the thing. Yeah, because he has all the. You know, he might be thinking that she's trying to get. You know, you gold digging.
It was very confusing.
Now the thing about her is that I didn't get. I didn't understand really why the protagonist kind of like
loved her so much.
Yeah, I was like, is this rich? I don't feel bad for this rich white woman. I just don't.
Yeah, and it came very suddenly.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
that he liked her so much. I was like,
yeah, he would risk the mission pretty much.
Now, speaking of mission, they do this mission at this art house. They case it. They do this heist. And everything goes haywire. They're fighting backwards. I love this shit. I was confused. I wasn't sure what was happening, but I just dug it, man. I was like, wow, he was fighting this dude, and it was bad. And the one guy obviously ran away, and it was dope. I was confused. I didn't know what was happening, but I thought it was dope. Y'all hated this shit up.
Yeah, because I didn't like the backwards part. I had a feeling though that we were going to understand it in the end. You know, that they were gonna, it was maybe a foreshadow. Haha, one of my favorite words. But yeah, you know, but yeah, at the time it was kinda like, you guys are kinda wasting some good shit here on this reverse shit when it could be, you know what I mean? It's just like it could be better than what I don't know, man. It's just
What about you, Tiff?
Yeah.
I didn't like it because like I said at that, I was just like, oh, I'm gonna have to watch this again. and it doesn't, to me, it doesn't really make a lot of sense, but also like theoretically, does it look cool? Yes. Right, like it's done well.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good.
Oh, I thought it was dope. I enjoyed it.
When he gets sucked out of the door though, which was him sliding into the door, hilarious.
I thought I said that's a powerful jet engine. God damn. I was
suck him right out that
shit. I was waiting for him to come out the back of it and stuff. I was like, oh, he must have got trapped in there. So anyway, he goes back to Mumbai. That's where they were at with the hot arms dealer. At this point in the movie, I'm like, everybody in this whole world is using the protagonist. You know, the only thing I really didn't like is that he didn't have a name. You know, while we were watching, I said, what is his name? And it literally says protagonist. So anyway, man. So
This is the stuff that, like, so this is part of the problem with me about the convoluted movie. It is kind of hard to keep track of like the actual timeline.
He goes and he wants to get introduced.
So he
goes to dinner with her.
Right.
And he beats the living shit out of those thugs.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, it was so beautiful. I was like, oh, my goodness. That and was, didn't yeah. even wrinkle his suit.
he grated the dude's face with the cheese.
Ooh,
grater.
And his hand, too.
Right, yeah.
I was like, God damn, that's pretty good, Tiff.
That was pretty good.
You got a lot of action.
That was good right there.
Goodness gracious. Well, the action's doing nothing for you, Tiff?
No, I'm saying like the action, I will say the action looks good. It's not, there's no problems. It's just that some of the concepts are bothersome. But yes, you're right.
I thought that
we're
happened.
Doing action time, action fun time, super time USA.
Yeah. He gets, all he wants to do is be introduced to the husband, and she makes that happen.
What's his name? Sater?
Is that his name?
I think so.
And it gets me when he goes to dinner and the dude is like, black man is boning my woman. I mean, he just wanted to kill him right there and told him, you're about to die. This is it for you. Right. And our boy wasn't shook at all. It was like funny to him.
He was like, how long you want to live? He's like, oh.
that was funny. I said, that's great. Oh, shit. So they get the introductions. They're going to go into business together. They get on those little fancy boats the next day.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I also don't understand this, because, like, why does he agree to be in business with someone who he thinks is fucking his wife?
Well, because because money is more important to him and stuff, you know, I think. Yeah. And
but then, okay, so then they're on these weird boats that are pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then the wife knocks him off in the water.
She committed murder right there, you know.
But then he says, my wife didn't knock me off the boat.
He said, what he was saying was that his complacency in her, like, if he should have been better on his guard. You know, he let his guard down and stuff. So he did it. If he was as a badass and said he knows he is, that she would have never had that opportunity to do that.
Also, she knocks him out of the boat, and then she goes, "We can't control this boat with two people." And I was like, "Then why did you do that?"
Because she had it with his ass. Right. He was holding the son hostage.
Yeah,
she was tired of this shit. She was tired of his ass. Look, every time she got a chance in this movie, she was like, oh, he got to go. She get along with him. Oh, he got... All she's doing the whole movie is trying to figure out how she gonna knock his ass off. Maybe I can push him down the stairs. You know, he turning back on him. Maybe I can stab him. You know, anything, man. You know, she wants him dead. So he's gonna unite with them. And, man, they get on that cool-ass boat, man. Oh, man, that boat was cool.
Oh, the yacht? Yacht was... Yeah, you know what? This movie made me upset. Like, why can't I live like this?
Oh, because, man, the thing about it, some people live like that.
Right, yeah.
Some people live like that, but honestly, almost everyone who does live like that probably isn't a good person.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Nah.
Just like this guy was. So
he's a terrible person, yeah.
They got the time capsule, so we find out they're smuggling... The future is, they're contacting each other through time capsules and stuff like that. Thought that was pretty interesting. And yeah,
I'm with you.
He beats the shit out of the man with the gold bar. It was terrible. And yes. They catch the protagonist, and his excuse would have jailed with me too. Yeah, I want to see what's going on. You know, they beat him up a little bit, but not that much.
Right.
I love when he snatched the gun out of the thug's hand after they release him. He's like, give me my shit. I thought that was cool. And he get a lady a gun, you know, and she's so desperate. But the biggest, to me, one of the things, if it's a true character I don't give a shit about, it's the wife. I just don't. I don't care.
Yeah,
I
don't care about her. Mike kept saying he couldn't wait for her to die.
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, she was just getting in the way.
She
made it difficult for everybody for no reason. Like,
yeah, what was your point? Yeah, like your usefulness, I think, was done when you introduced me to the husband. So it's like, yeah, you're okay. You're done now. We don't need you.
So they have this elaborate scene with all, you know, now. The planning is totally unrealistic of how they sandwiched this convoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Still a cool-ass scene.
It was.
Yeah. Can I ask? Here's another question I have.
Uh-huh.
Why did he have to put on a fireman's outfit to get on the fire, to get onto the fire engine, which knew he was getting on it?
Yeah, no, and
well, like, that's the knock off the cops that might just be driving past and stuff. And, you know, if a fireman is hanging on the side of a truck, you wouldn't think none of it.
If, as a policeman, it wouldn't necessarily be the fact that there was a man on a fire engine that wasn't wearing a fire uniform, but the fact that there was six trucks driving together in a tight bunch.
Oh, no. It was very concerning. I mean, they had the goods on them. You know, they extract the package, man. It's all about the case now.
Yeah.
They get the case, they come out the case, and then this truck starts driving down the streets backwards, this Audi.
Right.
And it's like, what the hell is going on?
Right.
And such a hard thing to film, to visualize, to try to understand what was happening. But it was happening, you know, and so they had this thing, and it's all about what was in that case, and, you know, they opened it up, and it was that strange shit that I think we had got a shot of that earlier.
The box, yeah, it was like a box that, it was a component.
Yeah, yeah.
Some type of component to the time.
Now it really gets going, you know, they had this chase. Mm-hmm. I'm digging the fuck out of the chase. I don't care what y'all say.
No, the chase was okay, but once again, the wife messes up the whole damn plan, because of course he has a gun to her head and he's like, give me the case, and he gives him the case, so we think, and go ahead,
and we have the shootout, you know.
Right.
I really, you know, even though Robert Pattinson didn't do much in this movie, I really liked his character in it.
Oh, yeah.
And now we torturing a lady, you know? And yeah. It was just like, you know, I said, it's a lot of torture in this movie. People were getting.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot movie. Of people getting a little bit of a little bit of punchy punch.
Yeah, they were getting slappy slap, BBB.
Shotty shot.
Right.
Yeah. So there are some things. Okay. This is where it starts. Never mind. I guess they have time machines.
Right. When you go in one door, you come out and you're backwards and stuff. You know, inverted, as they say.
Yeah, right.
Yes, yes. You're traveling.
And so we're
backwards in time.
Do all this stuff to go save the lady. I thought that was a trip. I'm like, well, F
yeah, her. Like, why is she any more important than anyone
else? The rest
else?
Of the world. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I
didn't buy their love story at all?
No, because, you know, did it suffer on a cutting room floor or what?
Like maybe.
You know.
Because it's already, you guys, this movie is already fucking hefty at 220. They could have cut some shit.
Well,
damn.
If you're going to cut some shit that far that I don't understand your relationship, just cut some more out.
Yeah, cut some more
out. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, they go to get her and you got to have oxygen. That made sense, you know. Yeah,
okay, no, it doesn't make sense to me. Oxygen is oxygen.
Well.
However it is. It's molecules. They're made up of molecules.
Your molecules is going backwards.
Well, then. Yeah, see, I kind of got that.
What?
So the oxygen would be coming out instead of going in.
That kind of, I believed it. That, you know. That theory, it didn't bother me. That theory right there. Like, okay.
I'm going to have to read some stuff on this because I bet there's a lot on it.
So we get to the point that this truly becomes a time movie, you know.
Yeah.
He's going back to try to get the case before he gets the case before he gets the case.
Yeah, so it's a horseshoe maybe, I would say, because it kind of folds in on itself at a certain point and starts coming back around.
Also, we get introduced to all these other characters in this army.
Right.
Then our boy finds out that I'm the last person in the world to know about this stuff. You got entire armies that, you know, that's involved in this thing. And not only are they involved in it, they have figured it out and they use it enough to that they have been doing this, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, it's like regular, it's like putting on your shoes and putting on a flap jacket to go out and shoot, you know. It's just one different component. So, you know, they try to track the lady down. It doesn't happen. He blows up and it gets cold. He wakes up and the only person who has ever survived, you know, the hypothermia, you know. And then and that got my mind working like, man, so everything is the opposite like that. That's a trip. What happens if you drown? You know what I'm saying? Do your lungs explode?
I don't know. And then there's that part in the movie which I really found condescending where he brings up the paradox factor.
Yes.
And it's like, so don't think too much about anything, people who are watching this movie, because paradox.
Right. So we're going to say to the lady, we got to go back to the airport. And as they walked into the airport, I was like, I knew it. I was like, oh, he was the guy. Yeah, right. He was the guy.
I knew it was him. I knew it was him at the beginning.
I didn't.
I was like, that's him.
I didn't at all. No. Why? Because of how he ran? Because he does
have
a distinct
because
run.
When he puts the gun to his head, I'm like, that's him. I just, and I'm not, I know Montego has a policy about not thinking during movies. I can't turn it off. It's not,
I don't have a policy. Get out of here. No, that's what
you
I do.
You said that. I'm not trying, that's not a rude comment. I'm just saying you like to try to just enjoy a movie.
Oh, yeah, for me. Yeah.
Without judging.
No, I thought you were saying, like, I'm telling y'all, y'all turn your brains off.
No, don't tell us to do anything.
Right.
I just can't help it. Sometimes I'm like, oh, it's that, or whatever. And I'm not, that doesn't always ruin things for me. And that is not what ruined it. I wasn't like, oh, that's lame. I, that wasn't a problem for me. Right, I just happened to know it was him.
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
No clue. You know, as it was going on, I'm like, oh. I mean, I kind of figured it out before he got unmasked. Like, yeah, that's.
So I thought that the guy that Pattinson, Neil, was fighting was Hemp's own self. Mm. But no, that was him. That was both sides. I thought that shit was cool, man. He let him go and he slid. You know? Right. I was like, oh, that's cool. Then they went forward and they came out and they, you know, all that to save the lady. Don't ask me why.
Yeah, right. Now, dude had, what, he had pancreatic cancer or something like that? That's why he was doing all this shit?
That's what we find
out. Yeah, he doesn't care about anybody because he's dying.
So he has a dead man switch. And so that's this whole thing. He's just loving this stuff so we can, like, just destroy this reality.
But what about his...
his son.
He seems to care about his wife a lot. As far, I mean, like, whatever. I guess more of as a possession.
Well, he tells you. He was like, he never brought him in his world. He says
the kid.
That's what he says about his son. He said,
I missed that. Okay. Yeah.
He said, I should have never brought him in this world. He shouldn't even be here. I'm like, damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I was like, why would you, wouldn't you worry about your son? But I guess if he said that, then the answer is no.
So then, man, we concoct this plan, you know. We got another plan being hashed out. And, you know, you got the two teams going in, one forward, one backwards. You got the lady who's supposed to do her thing. And then she's supposed to be able to kill him once they get the goods for the component that he's been collecting. And they deliberately, purposely let him collect the whole thing and was going to kill him, man. And kill me when he was in the back of the, you know, he's like, bitch tried to kill me, you know. So anyway, the war happens, and the war was confusing. It was so much shit going on. I will agree with that. I was like, they going forward, they going backwards, but it's all really the same at the same time and stuff. And you know, then you had the things like the Humvees driving out, and you know, all kind of different things.
Was it Doomsday Device? Yeah,
to stop it, you know. Yeah, but yeah. Things were happening at the beginning of the fight that didn't seem like anything, but then made a whole bunch of sense toward the end of the fight.
Right.
So. Even though it was confusing and hard to follow, I dug the shit. And, you know, especially when they end up pulling them out when they had the whole thing. Mm. And she killed a goddamn husband before they even pulled it out. So.
Right. Yeah, I wonder what she was doing with that lotion. And then I was like, she couldn't push that body. And then he slid in the lotion. And I was like, oh, okay.
And that we see her jumping off the boat. And she thought it was another woman and stuff. You know,
yes.
So,
but yeah. Which is... I look for that stuff in time travel movies. I'm like, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
It's a nice touch. And then because she said, oh, that woman looked so free. And then it's her. She's free. That is.
And she was free. Good, actually. She was free at that point. She had murdered the shit out of him.
Yeah. But then also, are we talking about the end?
Oh, yet, yeah.
Okay. So their duty is to divide the three pieces of this thing. Mm-hmm. So that nothing can happen, blah, 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 blah. But I did think Neil is living backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And the protagonist is living forwards.
Right.
There was a very nice touching scene.
I like that scene, too.
Where it was goodbye for Neil.
But the beginning.
But the beginning for the protagonist. Mm-hmm. That was, I did like that.
I did, too. Especially because he said, he's like, you're my best friend. You found me. You recruited me, you know.
So he was the leader of the whole thing. Well,
he's the man.
He's the man. Right, yeah. Yeah, he's
the leader. And he goes and he kills the lady, you know, because she played too much. He told your ass. She tried to have him murdered. He was like, shit, that's your ass, you know. Boom, 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 boom. I was like, damn. So that's pretty much it, y'all. And I know y'all hated it. I loved it. I want to see it again.
I mean, it has some cool stuff in it, but it's just like you said. It was, man. It was.
Yeah, it's also just very. It has the stink of it, of
Inception.
Cinema nerds who are like. Like he just, I just felt like he was sitting in a room.
Right. I was about to say the same thing.
Wanking himself off. Right. What? While he thought about how smart he is.
No, for real. I had the same thing. Like,
yeah, you know, it just felt like that.
Yeah, like it's like, you know, it's like that kid in class that thinks he knows everything and he gets all the right answers and he's a little snob.
Well,
little, you know,
I thought it was brilliant. I enjoyed the shit out of it. I'm going to watch it again. I'm probably going to watch it this weekend too because I just dug it. You know,
2.5 hours, baby.
Yep.
2.5 hours. Own it now because, God damn, it's the only way you could watch it.
Oh, but I didn't know that.
No, I went to Redbox and got it.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I should have texted you that. Yeah.
Damn it. I'm so-
Well, that's it, man. We did our duties, and, you know, we got a fresh Patreon coming out this week. We're going to do the Christmas Chronicles Part 2 just for Tiflbot for the spirit of Christmas this week. I don't know what we're doing. Oh, I think, is Wonder Woman next week?
Wonder Woman, baby.
Wonder Woman.
Yes, that's Christmas. Christmas is, Friday.
Oh, okay.
So are we...
Day after Christmas, then. Oh, damn, that'd force us to watch Wonder Woman on Christmas.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my, she's studious, but, you know, complaining ass. Tiflbot. Say goodbye to the people, Tim.
I wish I could go back in time and visit a red box.
Mr.
SMOOVE spelled smooth. And this movie was long as shit.
Damn. Until next week, y'all, we will be
on Patrol.